Hi, this is Nina Amir in Copyright Communications, bringing you 10 Ways to Blog a Book Fast, your ebook course. So I'm going to start with a little introduction before we go through the 10 ways. I'm going to start with asking you who can blog a book, or basically answering that question, who can blog a book? Anyone can blog a book or become a blogger, but who can blog a book? Not anyone can actually blog a whole book. To blog a whole book, you have to have the ability to write a whole book. And that entails being able to conceptualize a complete book, organize the book, and carry out the concept from start to finish. In this case, in short, targeted posts written on a regular basis and published on the internet. Now, anyone can write, and who has writing worth reading, can actually blog. Actually, lots of people who have little to write about and no writing worth reading have blogs, blog, and call themselves bloggers. However, the same rules apply to blogging a book as do to writing any other nonfiction book or work of fiction, for that matter. After all, even though you're composing your book or post by post in cyberspace, you still are writing a book. Therefore, you have to have a great, saleable idea with a big enough market to make it worth writing. You also need to know you have enough information to fill a book, a minimum of, let's say, 20,000 to 30,000 words, which equates to an 80 to 100 page book. Most books, nonfiction books at least, are at least 100 pages long. So you're going to want to aim for that 25,000 or 30,000 word mark. That's more than something that to fill an article, let's say. It's a bunch of articles grouped together. Additionally, you need to be or to become an expert on your topic. And sometimes that can be done simply by blogging. So what subjects can you blog about or blog a book about? You can blog a book about almost any topic, but it has to be a topic people want to read about. If you want to blog a book, you have to choose your topic almost as carefully as if you were planning to write a traditionally published or a self-published book. Just as they say, a rose is a rose is a rose, the same holds true for books, blogged or otherwise. A book is a book is a book. And not any blog can become a book. If you want to blog a book, I suggest you approach the endeavor like any other book project, and that means putting aside your writer's hat and putting on your business person's hat before you begin the book project. And that allows you to look at the big picture of both your blog and your book. And when you can do that, you can decide if it's a viable business proposition. So ask yourself this question. Are you willing to approach your blogged book like a business person or only like a writer? If you answered like a writer, you should consider your blog as your daily writing practice. If you said as a business person, join the ranks of the most successful nonfiction writers in this day and age, and you can begin doing what the savvy business people do, and you can start blogging your book. And for right now, consider these questions. Is my topic unique? Does what I have to say add value? Is there a market for this book that I want to write? Who are my readers? What is my competition? How will I position myself in the market? What will I include in my blogged book? How will I organize the book and thereby my blog? These are the questions that you need to answer as a business person as well as a writer to create a successful blogged book. Are you ready and willing to delve into these questions and find the answers? If so, then you're ready to consider blogging a book, and you can do so fast. So let's look at how to do that next. So keep working through the worksheet here or going on to the next steps, and there'll be another recording. Thanks.